the iron tires run off. They say the rims run off.
Okay, the rim, that's good. Now, but the things that had these little pieces that were maybe about this big, and they might have two spoke holes in them. Uh-huh. You remember what those were called?
What you mean, under the iron?
Yeah. And when they put the wheel together, they put together these pieces, the wheel put together in sections. And the section might be about this long, kind of bent, and it would have usually two spoke holes in it.
Well, I'll tell you, if your iron piece had run off, you'd say, I've run my rim.
Uh-huh.
And you would run it directly.
You'd be running down the rim then.
Yeah,
ruin the rim. I was also, the rim would be when it's all together. I wondered if you ever called it fellers or fellies,
I see, the fellers, what was that? That's something different from the rim, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what those are the pieces that were put together to make the rim.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, the part of the wagon that the horse actually pulls on, you have two horses, you have each one.
Yeah. They have what they call the double tree, and then they have the single tree.
Okay, and then if you had a log out in the field, and or a stump, a heavy stump. Say you were out in the field yesterday, had a heavy stump out there, and you had to take a mule and a chain out there yesterday, and you hitched that chain up to the stump of that mule.
He pulled it.
Or
drove it, yes.
Okay. And then the thing you use to break up soil with is a
plow.
Now, what different kinds of plows could you use?
Well, there was a two-horse plow, and of course there's a laying-off-horse plow where you just mark your row,
Uh-huh.
And of course they later got the plow on two and three.
Mm-hmm.
Plow turns at a time.
And then the thing that you use after a plow to break up the ground is
you harrowed it and disked it.
What different kinds of harrows did you have?
Well, of course, back in the early days, we just had what we call a V harrow,
mm-hmm.
In the form of a V, and then those iron pieces went down through this wood part.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, we've got section hairs,
Mm-hmm.
You might have a section 4 feet, and you have another section make it eight.
Mm-hmm.
And in the West, they've just really got them wide.
Uh-huh. And on a wagon, the part that, did they ever have any kind with the springs that come up over like this?
Well, they had spring seats.
Yeah.
Is that what you
mean? No, I mean the harrow itself has a kind of thing that they sometimes call them spring tooth harrows. And they sometimes call it a gee-whiz. Was there anything they called the gee-whiz that you remember?
Well, we had these wooden V-hairs, in form of a V.
Yeah.
You see, in front, didn't take much, it just kept coming on.
Mm-hmm.
We had them V-hairs. And of course, section hair nowadays, it's not in the form of a V,
mm-hmm.
It's more square.
Yeah. Did they have any kind of a little something they had on the farm they called a go devil?
They had that in the West. They called it a go devil.
What was it?
Well, I tell you, they planted their corn two rows at a time.
Uh-huh.
And there was furrows made, and it was nearly that deep. And they'd just keep working that soil down in them go devils, you see. And when they'd buy, it'd be up nearly level.
Uh-huh.
And them roots were way down in the ground. It's down more dry weather.
Uh-huh. Well, I see the go devil, that was the trench, huh?
They used the go devil in those trenches.
I see.
They just keep putting the soil in. But we never did here.
Did you ever see one of them?
How?
What did the go devil look like?